Hey friends, it's the 13th of December, and today I want to talk about balance and the importance of balance in our lives and the different areas that we need to have balance. Today I want you to think about your balance of busyness and rest during the Christmas season. Let me ask a loaded question here. Does it honor God when we are busy? Does it honor God when we're busy? I think some of us have just an instant reply to that. Some of us might say, well, yes, of course it's good to be busy. It means we're not lazy. Or it means that we're not taking advantage of others and making others do it for us. And there's definitely some validity to that. I'm not saying that busyness is bad. Jesus himself was busy. Jesus himself never sinned. But what about being so busy during this season that you forget what's most important? So let's just do a little self-check today. In regards to balance with work, with family, with God, with commitments that we have to different things that our kids are involved in, where is the balance in your life right now? And would it honor God to get into a little bit more balance? Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much that you are a loving, forgiving God that gently, like a shepherd, takes your staff and you gently nudge us to help us get back on track. And Lord, some of us, we're really struggling with balance, and sometimes we have busy times that we're not used to, that are just seasons of busyness that we can't help. But Lord, help us to differentiate between those things we can help and those things we can't. Those things that we sometimes tell ourselves we have to do and those things that we don't. And Lord, even we know that sometimes saying no is honoring you. And so, Father, may we say yes to you and give you your time and help us to focus on those things that are most important. First of all, you. Second of all, those you have put into our lives. And then everything else. God, may we just be aware of our balance or lack thereof. And may we allow you to nudge us and get us on the right path again so that we can honor you. Amen.